Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. On today's episode, we recap the latest drama from the Valley and talk Kristen admitting she had to get messy in order to make the Valley a hit. Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Why did you say it like that?
I don't know, because I was looking at my computer and I was distracted and I was like, wait, shit, we're going. But Chantal, your birthday's in 4 days.
Oh, I know.
You little Aries.
Mm-hmm.
I know nothing about that.
Yeah, you're a Taurus, but you do act like a Taurus, actually.
Yeah, I'm stubborn.
Yes.
I don't know what an Aries is, but I've heard bad things.
No, what do you mean? First of all, we're the first of the zodiac signs, which means we're the leader, and we are the leader.
Doubt it.
That doesn't make sense to you?
Well, it's funny because both my kids are Aries.
Oh, Sloane. Sloane is going to be an Aries for sure. She just marches her own tune.
Sloane's an Aries and Elle's an Aries.
I know, but Elle is like 5 years old. We don't know anything about her personality yet.
She's so little. I'm like so terrified with her. I'm just like dying for her to grow because I'm like, I mean, not really, but you know, she's just so tiny and so fragile right now. It's crazy. I forget she, this. What were you going to say?
I'm like, she will. Like, she will grow.
What were you going to say?
Whoa, someone's aggressive.
I know. So we are recapping The Valley. What'd you think about the episode?
I liked it, but you know.
I love it. I don't know why I love it.
I will say I do like how authentic it feels. Like even the way that they're really getting mad at each other. It does feel more real, which I really like. So, yeah.
Well, do you want to hear something funny? Kristen came out and she actually said that the reason basically like this whole like racist storyline has come out is because, you know, she wanted to make the show, like, you know, hype up the show a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I can see that for sure. Like, she basically saying, like, that the reason why she did that was just to, like, create drama.
Yeah, she said she had to get messy in order to make The Valley a hit. And she said, if I gave non-messy truth to the show, it wouldn't air. Trust me, I did try.
Ooh, because she probably like, but I think Kristen needs to understand there's a different type of energy that's happening on the show than like, you don't need to make like what you saw, what you did before in Vanderpump does not need to happen here. You know, like you can just like be a little bit more chill and like maybe things will happen organically, like the second season. Like you don't have to make things happen.
Yeah, I think there's just so much pressure because of Vanderpump Rules to make sure that this is a success and it doesn't fail.
I know, but it's funny that Kristen's the one that's doing it, and it's not like, you know, Jax over there. Jax does some weird-ass stuff.
Jax totally is doing it. Are you kidding me? His, like, concern about Kristen wanting to get pregnant at 40 years old, like, are you with a stable guy? Bye.
Yeah, that's like,
are you
like,
kidding? That is the scariest thing ever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we end up continuing this episode with the dinner from hell, and I don't know why, but I really feel bad for Kristen, and I think it's annoying that no one is bringing up all the context of everything. I think that's why I'm like feeling annoyed for Kristen.
Yeah. And it also is funny because I think Jax mentioned it a little bit later. It was like, oh, Janet is like me or something. It's like, why hasn't anyone pointed at Janet? Like,
yeah.
She's pregnant. Like, yeah, I know that's true. But like, this originated from her is what people are saying. So like, why aren't you asking her like what was said?
I know, exactly. I feel like Michelle is scared to ask what was said because she doesn't want to hear what they're going to say.
Yeah, because like it really could be something like bad.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah.
And like it make her look bad. So she's like just deflecting and they're going hard on Kristen.
You guys, I'm watching a new show, side note. And it's called, okay, so obviously you guys, I mean, Chantel, you watch Selling Sunset. You stopped though, I'm pretty sure.
No, yes and no. I feel
you
like only
stopped
like last
watching it.
No, I didn't. Like when what's her name was pregnant, I was watching it.
Who? Who was pregnant?
When homegirl, the main girl that like left. What's her name?
Heather?
No. But I saw it when Heather got engaged. Like I saw.
Okay, yeah. So you're behind. That was like season four. They've had 3 seasons since. So anyways, there is a spinoff from it called Selling Sunset OC. Chantel, if you don't watch it, I'm literally going to kill you.
No, because this stuff is like
Chantel,
so
I promise.
Like,
No, Chantel, I promise. This is, I feel like with Selling Sunset, the regular one, it was like over the top. This one is so toxic, but it also has Brittany Snow's ex-husband. She divorced him after the show aired because of how this girl was acting with like him, and he's married. So you guys know that I am like convinced that majority of men cheat. Like there's just, especially if they're tempted, and that I'm like scared of like work environments. And you guys just please watch it. Just watch it, because it is the most toxic show I've ever watched in my life.
I did just recently, like, you know, see like a statement from Brittany Snow. Like, so like he cheated on her.
So yeah, when you're watching it, I guess the part that we don't see that's not on camera is like it involves him. But what we see on camera, these girls have no respect for themselves. They know he's married and they're literally coming onto him. And that is why, you guys, again, I'm scarred from working corporate and what I've seen. So like the way people act, even if you're married, like no one cares. Like no one cares if you're married. So yeah, it is so freaking crazy. It's so inappropriate. It's so disrespectful. You need to watch it.
Yeah, that really pissed me off.
Oh my God, you're gonna get so heated. Chantel's husband just opened up a coffee shop in a really good area, and she had to like, do we talk about this? How she
I told everyone. I was like, I went to the damn meeting. I've been wanting to see like exactly who works here. Yeah, and like nothing that I'm afraid about, you guys, but I had to make sure.
Yeah, it's not like we do kind of put it in our head, but I think it's because we do watch too much TV and we watch movies, and I just want
to be able to not like, it's not like we're gonna stop someone from cheating on us. Like if they're gonna cheat, they're gonna cheat. Like that's on them in the day. But like at least like I know if there's like a potential, and like, you know, I can like say something about it.
I do like hate those people who are like, my man would never. Like, I do hate that, because Chantel, I need you to watch it. I promise I know you'll like it. So I just need you to watch it, because I know.
No, because I feel like I watched two episodes in the beginning of the first. How many seasons is it now?
Just two.
Oh, okay. I watched like the first two episodes. I don't know if I really love it.
Now that I'm telling you, watch it. So if you guys are looking for a show, it's called Selling Sunset OC, not the other one. The other one is fake as hell. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, like, so, and then fake. I still watched it. I liked it. It was still too much. It got too fake.
Yeah. And like these ones, like these girls kind of look normal compared to the one that Selling Sunset is.
Thank God.
Yeah, those ones look like, oh my, those one looks like, they look like filters, the other ones. Okay. Anyways, I'm sorry. Well, I don't know what just happened and why.
Okay, people love like, people love like, what's gonna call it?
What?
Like reality shows anyway. So they're not going to.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Okay. Anyways, I was dying when Daniel got involved and he's like, where did all this come from? And then you could hear Naya and she says, Danny, in the wifey voice, which means shut the F up and don't get involved in it. And I stand them. But Kristen doesn't get why they would bring up her past. But I mean, I do get it. And if I was Kristen, I would let the table know exactly what was said. I was just getting frustrated that the context wasn't there.
Yeah, like 100%. She wasn't saying anything. So it's like, okay, like speak up more.
Well, Michelle is asking Kristen to say she made it up. And I'm like, okay, I mean, but if she didn't make it up, like this is so bizarre. And Naya,
yeah, like, I thought Michelle was doing too much.
Yeah. I liked her dress, Chantel. Can you find it for me?
Yeah, send me a picture though.
Did you like it? It was like this orange dress.
Yeah.
She's cute, Michelle.
She's so pretty.
Yeah. You can tell though. Like,
anytime when you have like this like mix of like anything, like you're just gorgeous. It's like you're meant to be gorgeous no matter what.
Yeah. What is she?
She said that she's
don't say it just in case.
I don't know. I feel like she's a Venezuelan and something.
Oh, I could see her being Venezuelan. I think Venezuelan, my best friend's Venezuelan, and like those are like the prettiest people ever. Thrive Market is my go-to for all grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs and my kids' lifestyle needs. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pans,
pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks. And as a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands. I saved so much money recently in all the snacks I bought for my kids that have clean ingredients. Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/TRH for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/TRH.
But anyways, Naya wants to get the F out, and I'm living for that. Like, she does not care that they're filming a reality show. She's like, I have a babysitter. We need to go.
I like that, though, because it makes it feel so much more real.
Yeah, she doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Like, if that was Vanderpump Rules, even if their babysitter was, like, texting them saying, hey, I need to go home, they'd be like, deal with it, you know? And she's kind of like, no, like, let's go home to our kids now. We've been out for a couple hours. That's all that we can do right now. She really does put her kids first. I really like her. So Kristen tells Zach that she's so disappointed in him, and Zach does apologize to Kristen, but he does it when no one's around. I hate that stuff. And Zach is mad that Kristen didn't go after Janet and only went after Zach. And I agree. Janet is literally listening to everything. Even at the door, she was listening. And then she comes out and she's like, all this is causing me stress. And I'm like, Janet, stop. Janet,
yeah, like, stop. You for sure can tell she's like one of those like shit talkers. And like now now that you're on camera, it's like you're scared because like you forget that people are gonna want to bring this stuff up, and before they didn't, like, it didn't matter if they didn't bring it up or did, because you could just deny it. But now there's like a show to talk about, and it's like she's for sure gonna get in a lot of trouble.
For sure. Brittany's mom is helping out, by the way, for the month, and Brittany wants a day night from her husband, and Jack says the bar has been taking over his life, and red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. This bar is going to be taking a lot more out of him.
No, what was red flag, red flag, red flag is what Brittany said about their sex life.
Oh, I said that. Let's talk about Brittany saying her and Jax have had sex twice a year. What in the actual F?
Well, okay, I will say this, is she said that they've only had sex twice up this year at the time that they, like, what, I don't know when they were filming. So, like, what if it was April? Like, still, I don't excuse it, but, like, I don't think she meant to say they've only had sex twice in the whole year. It was, like, at that moment of the year. So, I don't know. I think they were filming in summer, actually, so.
Look, dude, I get that we are tired with kids, but, like, you guys have one kid, dude. I mean, I don't know if... I feel like Superwoman after, like, I watch these things and see how anxious they get over, like, their one kid. But I know, I mean, I'm watching and their kids seem fine, too. But I know it can be overwhelming. I know we're all crazy with our first kid.
Yeah. And I think it's like, you don't know what you don't know yet. So it's like one kid could mean a lot to somebody. But then, like, after having two, three, four, you're like, well, one is a piece of cake. But like, they don't know that. So it's like they're tired. It's like they're stressed. Like they don't know anything other than that one kid. So it's
that's true.
Like, you know, like the someone that Naya that has like a kid and twins, she's probably like, what the hell's wrong with you guys? But like to them, it's a lot because they've already adjusted their life to that one kid.
Like, literally, with my first kid, I got pregnant right away. I was like, this is the best thing ever. This is so easy. And I got pregnant right away. And, but I know, like, it is different. But I know that I remember literally being in my living room crying and just, like, saying, it was, like, the nighttime. And I didn't know, you know, I don't know. Like, now I just know that they, like, sleep, eat, burp them, and they'll go back, change them, and they'll go back to sleep. Whereas then I feel like with your first, you just, everything, you're just worried and you're scared and you make it so complicated. And I just remember like freaking out and stuff. And like, now I don't even have that.
Yeah.
Where I'm really... like, I mean, I'm overwhelmed and I've gotten like the postpartum, I've got, you know, sleep deprived, but I just feel like with one, I don't know, maybe we're just crazier anyways. So Jax talks about comparing his kid to other kids, and that's relatable because I feel like, you know, I used to do that. I feel like some parents think they have the smartest kids ever and they're just so excited. So they get excited to talk about it. And I mean, I have never been that mom who does that and talks about it, but I've been around moms who are like that and constantly talking about it. So then in return, it would make me compare.
Oh yeah. Like I thought that was so real for him to say. And
yeah.
And I think it's nice. Cause like other people can be like, yeah, I do that too. Maybe we shouldn't, you know, like everyone has their own way
Of
going about things. Do we know if their son is like talking now?
I don't know if he is, to be honest. No,
Okay,
but
like they didn't say like he has anything, like he's just like speech delayed a little bit.
no, I mean, when they brought that person that came, like when I remember there was like part of the scene where she like told him to say more and he said more. I mean, even my son Jack, I feel like Jack, he understands everything and he is starting to say sentences now, but like it did take him a little bit longer than I'll say like with Charlie.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything with Sloane, my second child. I literally don't remember anything with her. So, like, man,
You're
the
such an
second child.
asshole.
No,
Yeah.
it's a second child thing. Like, it's a middle child thing. Like, there's a reason they feel like a middle child. So, luckily, like, I feel like my husband is, he makes it a point to give her the most attention because she's a middle child and he was a middle child and he knows how it felt. But,
Yeah,
anyways,
I
okay.
was a middle child, and I don't know if I feel that.
Yeah, but you're also very hard. Your personality is very
Oh, wow. Thank you.
not hard, but you're very like strong.
I'm an ice queen.
Yeah, like you like if something was to happen in your life, you'd be like, "Okay, and you would be like, "How do I move forward on this?" Like you don't like harp on. Your mom literally never told you she loves you. So, I mean, and you're
Oh,
fine.
wow. Okay.
And you're like totally fine. I'll never forget at Chantel's wedding. I was like, "Are you proud of her?" She's like, "No." And literally just how she is. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I'm letting all the tea out, huh?
Yeah, you're doing
I
deep,
know.
huh?
I swear. So Kristen sends Michelle a text and says that she just wants her to, for I hate when people do this. She wants her to know that her secrets are safe with her and basically that she would never expose those and that she wishes her the best. I don't think
Like
that should have ever been brought up. Right.
Kristen, come
Oh
on.
my God. I
This
hate
is
when
like
people do that.
17 years old things. Like,
Right.
why are we talking about that?
Michelle wasn't questioning if you were going to expose things that she opened up to you about. So I'm not quite sure where this is coming
And
from.
you know exactly what she's talking about is her relationship. Like, that's exactly what she's talking
Oh,
about. Like,
yeah.
you know, Michelle talking shit about her husband and like the problems they
Oh,
went through.
yeah.
And like, that's what she's trying to say. But it's like, oh my God, Kristen, okay.
Yeah.
Like, thank you so much for keeping my secrets just because we're in a little fight.
I know, right? Like, for you to even bring that up, red flag, a huge red flag. Michelle does say in a twisted way, Kristen is bringing her and Jesse together because they're having each other's back in this, but I don't know. It was kind of odd to
That was
say.
really weird. And like, why are you guys having so much fun?
Yeah, over this is so scary. Where they're like actually laughing. She's like, we've never laughed like this. I'm like, oh my God. Kristen and Zach think Janet is the one actually planting the seed. But again, I need Zach to have that energy in front of Janet. Like, I hate when people have energy to call someone out behind the scenes.
Why is Zach here though then? Because it's like, what are you doing then? Like, if you're here as a friend of or whatever, it's like, bring it.
Right. That's so true. I do like him though. The men are having a play date and it's laughable. No one knows how to attach a car seat. But that's me, Chantal. Like, I've never attached a car seat. So I get the struggle. I'm
No, you
like
guys,
literally the dude.
Roxanne is literally a mom of four. They have no idea how she's a mom of four.
I know.
Like, even
Chantal
in the
says it every
hospital, I'm
time.
like, the way she's like holding her own damn baby, I'm like, are you okay?
I know. I felt like Paris Hilton holding her baby, but I just, it was, shoot, this baby is so tiny. It's so scary. But I swear, watching this made me appreciate my husband for like being the guy who knows how to like do simple things like
Yeah,
this.
because he knows that you can't. So he's like, there's no way I'm like chancing like the car seat like flying
Oh,
off the
exactly.
walls.
Yeah, he knows that if I even tried, like he would never risk that. He just doesn't trust me, like with my kids. It's very scary.
But
Even when
Roxanne
I
has
go
also,
out,
but
he
you've
won't.
also, yeah, but you know what Roxanne has done in her life is like she's learned that like if she acts like she doesn't know how to do something, she knows other people do
Yes,
it. So
I
it
love
pisses me all
it.
off. It pisses him off too, probably.
It does. I mean, you know it does. It's something that it's a toxic trait I learned from my mom because my mom does that. And yeah, swear to God, she does that. But she like, but my mom doesn't even try to learn. Like, yeah, I just act like I don't. I mean, but I really don't know. But I just won't learn because I know someone else will do it for me, and that's like my husband. So he does all that kind of stuff. But it does make me appreciate him because that was scary watching these
Well, did you
guys.
let him know that?
I know I need to. I
Text him
need
right
to.
now and say, I
Oh
appreciate
my
you more
God.
than
Jesus Christ. I told him today, I was like, can you
this.
watch The Valley? I was like, can you please? And he's like, no, man, I don't like that fake shit. I was like, Jacob, and first off, he'll like watch The Real Housewives with me. So I'm like, what are you talking about?
He
And I was like,
absolutely loves the fake stuff. He loves when it's so toxic
he loves
and so
it.
fake.
He just did a rewatch of Jersey Shore. Then he started talking like Ronnie and I almost punched him. And I was like, yeah, I was like, please stop. And then he was like, I can't stop acting like these people. I'm like, you need to stop watching this. But he's finally caught up. We're really sick how we rewatch shows.
Yeah.
And we do it on our phone.
There's something comforting about it.
I know. And we were so young when we first watched where we're like, oh my gosh, like if I watched Jersey Shore again, I would be so scared.
Yeah. I don't think I could do that.
Me either. But I don't know. I love when they all entered the fair, and I just find it to be like the way production's displaying them. It's like a comedy to me when all three of them walked in with their strollers.
Yeah. It was like almost like they were, it was almost like a movie that they were.
Yeah. That's how I felt. And I was like laughing at that. Jax asked Jesse about therapy, and Jesse says that he can't really compliment Michelle because she feels like it's fake when he does. And Jax says that's all Brittany wants. But I think what they need to realize is a woman wants a genuine compliment. Like the last thing they want to be complimented on is their ass. Cause it's like, you just want some right now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, if you just form a, like some sort of connection, emotional connection with your wife, they're going to be so obsessed with you. Like, that's all you need to do. It's like, it's really so easy. Dumb.
Yeah, they make it so much harder. Of course, like King Danny asks if they've ever taken the love language test. Again,
I'm obsessed with him. Like, we need him on. Like, can we try to get him on?
I swear. You know what? Actually, I will DM him because we followed him and he followed us back. So.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. You have a beautiful wife. Okay.
Yeah. Literally like stunning. Are you kidding? But him and Naya truly give a solid relationship, but it's, you know, like, I feel like they both just communicate well with each other. You can just tell.
But I want to see more of that. Like, if it's like, I want to see them actually get in an argument, then like the way they communicate with each other, like not like be fake. So hopefully like that is genuine, you know, and maybe they don't argue as much, but I doubt like, you know, having three kids, I'm sure you argue, but
three
they
just babies. Like,
yeah, they just, and it's just like, he even just has like this most beautiful like outlook. He's like, you know, you're going to go through it or whatever. And like the other ones are just naggers and complainers. And he's just not like that. It's like, he almost looks at life like gratitude and like, and bless almost, where everyone just looks at it like,
I mean, I guess like when you're married to someone who looks like that, I'm just kidding though, because like, I feel like even if you are married to like a pretty person, people like still act like disrespectful and crazy. And you can just tell I don't know what the hell I'm saying, to be honest.
Yeah. Because they're all pretty, like the people that are.
Yeah. I just thought about that. They're all pretty, but she's like stunning. Okay. Anyways. Kristen and Luke really want a baby, but Luke wants to stay in Colorado and Kristen wants to like always stay in LA, and this is a disaster waiting to happen.
I think, like, I mean, I was gonna say, like, when Kristen gets older, she'll like learn, but she's already like older, not old, guys.
Stop! I know. Chantal has been on this kick with age. You cannot do this.
I'm just saying old for them. Like, we've seen her since she was like maybe like in her like late 20s. Like, it's been a lot, you know. So she's old for her. And so I'm like, you know, actually, I don't know if she will end up going.
Yeah. Well, Brittany and Danny are helping Luke set up a romantic night. And it makes me feel bad for Brittany because that's all she wants from Jax. And she tells him it and he still makes no effort. Like, that's a huge red flag when you tell someone something and you still don't do it.
Jax, no wonder why she moved out. Like, no wonder why.
Yeah, I know. What do you think about her moving out versus Jax moving out?
I think it's a power move, and it shows, like, listen, like, I'm bye, like, I'm done. Like, this is
well, because people are, like, talking about, like, Ariana and saying, well, she, you know, why isn't she moving out? But then people are like, well, why doesn't the man move out? Why doesn't Jax move out?
Yeah, I think I'm sure there's conversations about, like, who's going to move out. And then, like, if they don't, you're going to be like, I'm going to.
Yeah, that's something my husband has said. He's like, I do not believe in divorce. It would never happen. And he's like, I would never leave this house. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
See? So guess who would be packing their bags? You.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, there was a part, by the way, where Brittany, Chantal, do you hear that?
No, not yet. Who is it? One of your kids?
It sure is. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's Loni.
Yep. I just gave her my phone real quick because I need to finish this. And she was like, is daddy going to yell at me?
Yeah, he sure is.
He sure is. If he finds out about this, he sure is. But what I was going to say was there was like a part where, I don't know. Do you remember what Danny said where, you know, like, Brittany brings up, like, you know, with kids, and he's like, yeah, but you should put your relationship first. It isn't just about the kids. And I'm like, wow, this guy is, like, amazing.
No, he really is. I don't know exactly what he said, but I remember just being like, oh my gosh, like, he really just is so great. I swear he just, like, has, like, a more positive outlook on marriage and kids than most people do. It's like, you look at it and you're like, oh, like I said, it's just like, you know, and he just is, like, so, oh, I love him.
Yeah. So they're headed to the gala, and Jax and Brittany discuss how much they're willing to spend at the charity. And look, I get where Jax is coming from, because you want to donate as much as possible, but you also have a lot to cover with your child, you know. But I'm sure if, like, I'm sure if you had it and, like, you had X amount of money, you are going to donate. But then if you, like, don't have it as much, you know, and you have other things to worry about, it will be harder to donate as much as you want to.
I just think it was funny because, like, Janet and, you know, her guy discussed it first, and then Jack's like, come on, Brittany, let's put a limit. And, like, she didn't want to, because she, like, knew she'd probably spend more than what they had said.
Right. And he was like, we have, like, speech. And I mean, even, like, I have my kids in private school and Montessori school, like, all that adds up that, you know, whenever, like, the school constantly asks us to donate, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, isn't tuition or already donation? It's, like, a lot.
Yeah, it was very mature of Jax. Like, you know, you would think that he's not like that.
What was mature of him?
Like, he, like, wants to spend, like, you could tell he's, like, a saver now. Like, he's not someone just to spend his money, like, probably like he would have, like, 10 years ago. Like, he knows what it means to make money. And, like, now if they make more money, he wants to, like, save as much as they can for their future.
Right, yeah. So at the gala, Michelle wants to avoid Kristen, and Zach apologizes. Michelle accepts it because she said that he didn't put it on camera, but Kristen did. And I get that, but Michelle should have her eyes open regarding everyone else. I think it's great, though, that Zach is encouraging Michelle to talk. I feel like Janet would never have encouraged that.
No, Janet's, like, low-key happy that they're fighting.
Right. I know. I'm getting a weird vibe, Chantel.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah. Jesse and Michelle talk about how they met. They say they had a coffee, like a coffee date, but she canceled the actual date because all he did was talk about himself and didn't ask her one question. And that's the biggest red flag, by the way, to me.
Yeah. Like, I would be bored out of my mind if someone did that.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, like, I had went on a date with, like, this very attractive guy, and he was looking for something serious. So that was a green flag. But all he did was talk about himself. Every phone call, never asked me a question. And I just couldn't do it. Like, he was attractive. He was, like, he was successful. Like, I could not do it. So I understand why she canceled the date. But then she slept with him, and then they've been together ever since, which, how the F, that sounds miserable.
Yeah, because it's all, it basically was, like, all, like, this, like, sexual relationship they had. And, like, no wonder now that.
And now they don't have that.
Yeah, that's out of it, that you guys can't stand each other almost, you know? So, like, unless they found a new way to, like, love each other, then there's hope for this relationship. But if they never did that, and they really just, like, lived off of, like, the thrill and the sexual, like, no
and
matter
it sounds
where
like it sounds like that is what they did.
Yeah, exactly.
And then now she doesn't even want and then she doesn't even want to have sex with him. So, like, if that's not there, then what the hell is there? They have nothing to connect on. Even though they both do have the same jobs.
I know.
Yeah. Kristen, Jesse, Zach, and Michelle, they go out to talk, which I'm glad there's no audience, because I feel like that just makes things so much worse and people can twist it when there's an audience. Kristen, she does have a great apology, but Michelle is saying everyone's denying that word was ever said to her. Kristen is trying to explain, and they don't want her to explain. They just want her to own it. And I'm like, no, like, let her get out what really was said. Like, I need the context out there, but of course it doesn't. Jesse makes things worse, and Kristen's still being apologetic, and then Michelle says Kristen needs help. Kristen is being vulnerable, but Michelle's very, very stubborn.
Yeah, she's really pissed. Like, I don't think she's going to get past this. What did we think about Luke not coming, though? Do you think he was hiding, or, like, or you think it really was, like, him not wanting, like, something with the dogs that she said?
Yeah, I don't know. And maybe, I mean, I doubt it, the dogs had diarrhea, like, conveniently. And he doesn't seem to, like, want to be around that stuff. He seems very normal. And, like, I mean, I do respect people who don't show up because they're like, why am I going to involve myself in this toxic bullshit?
Yeah, I kind of liked it because, like, it's like these people do put, like, bring out a bad side of me. And, like, Jax wants to turn into, like, he's a psychopath or something. But it's like, no, these people bring out, like, such a bad side of me. Like, why would I want that? Why would I want to be around stuff like that?
I don't think that Kristen needed to speak with Jesse. I mean, that kind of pissed me off, but it didn't end so bad. So I feel like Michelle will be softer now that Jesse isn't insinuating that he wants to move on. But I
Yeah,
was also like, ugh.
or they're not gonna laugh as much since like they had that in common, that weird thing in common.
What weird thing in common?
Like fighting with Kristen. Because like
Oh.
Jesse's gonna be like, oh, I'm cool with her now, and then she's gonna be like, oh no, blah blah.
Yeah, oh gosh. I mean, that relationship is beyond over, so which is really sad. But I don't know. Overall, I thought it was a really great episode. I mean, again, if you guys are not watching this, please tune in because it really is good. I hope people are giving it a chance.
Yeah, I agree. Are we gonna talk about Summer House? Like, have you watched last episode?
I did watch the last episode.
Did you like it?
I don't recall like what the heck happened, to be
Yeah,
quite
hold on.
honest.
I'm trying to think about it too for a
Look
second.
at you asking me, putting me on the spot, and then
I'm
I'm
like,
like,
what was the
I'm
main
not ready
thing
for
that happened?
this?
I'm so confused.
A lot of page.
The one thing, no, the one thing that happened crazy was that like Paige literally should have told Lindsay, like, if you don't want to marry him, like you still have a chance to get out of this, which was like weird that it was coming from Paige. But like Lindsay's like, there's like red flags, but not enough like red flags for me not to. And it's like how are you so blindsided if so many people were telling you these
She
things?
wasn't Chantel. She wasn't blindsided at
I
all.
know,
That's
it
the
really pisses
joke.
me off.
I mean, she looks terrible. She literally, like, even like her to still make that Sandoval reference, like, she thought she was gonna leave the show, like, when this all happened, that she was gonna be the Ariana. And like, that's the last thing that happened, sweetie. Like, the last thing. You are the Sandoval in this situation. Carl, I don't know if he was just playing the game, but he looked like the most amazing man compared to you.
Yeah, he looked like he was trying, he cared. Oh, and another big thing, yeah, another big thing that we forgot to talk about is him asking Kyle to be a flower boy. Like,
Oh,
what the hell is a flower boy? I've never heard of that.
yeah, that's, I mean, like, they're trying to be funny, but that was like super disrespectful. But I get it. At the end of the day, you have to kind of side with your wife. And if your wife has a problem and she felt disrespected by your friend, like, at the end of the day, you have to choose your wife.
I know, but like Lindsay's so cruel for that though. It's like Lindsay, you know that he like
Yeah, and you
obviously
know how
has your
they
back.
are.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and it's like you're gonna really be so mad about it. Like look, it just really bothers me.
Guess how many steps I've taken today?
Yeah, you're like on one. I don't know what's wrong with you. Are you sure that thing works? I ordered it, but I'm gonna
Yes, it
see.
does. I have been, because I just feel like with this pregnancy, I've gained weight in weird places, and I've been walking so much. And today I did 20,000 steps.
No, Roxanne, that's not normal.
I know, but I don't see a difference, and it's really bothering me.
Okay, well, if you're eating the same, you're not going to really see that much of a difference.
I'm not eating the same.
Oh,
Like,
so then give it time. It's been 3 days since you've done more than 10 plus steps.
I just did eat Doritos though, and I'm like, this is my problem in life. This is my fucking problem, is
Give
that I
your
love
body a
them.
break, okay? You haven't even hit 6 weeks yet.
I know today. Oh, my daughter's 2 weeks today.
2 weeks and you're trying to do 20,000 steps, like you guys, like get her help, like you need help.
I don't know. The fourth one's hitting differently,
No,
so.
I think you need to give it time, like maybe just like relax and that's what your body's supposed to do.
I don't know. I don't think so,
I mean, I'm all for walking, but like for you to go over even like 10,000 steps, like what are we
but
trying to like achieve? What are you trying to achieve here?
I don't
That's 8
know.
miles.
It's just weird because I was looking at pictures after I had Jack, and like the one thing about Chantel and I, we're pear-shaped. Like, we always like have like a smaller waist, and then like we're bottom heavy. And
Perfect guys over here for me.
yeah, so like I, but Chantel wears like thongs. It's so scary. I
Sorry,
would never. I would never.
cellulite and all.
I would never. So I like looked at photos of like me with Jack after like 8 days, and like my stomach got back to normal, but like my bottom was like so heavy and stuff. And with this one, I'm like, oh my gosh, like my stomach still looks like flabby. And I'm like, I'm just not used to it. So like, yeah, I am kind of freaking out.
You just gave birth 2 weeks ago.
Right, but like if I after I don't remember it with Charlie, I don't remember. I think I was like a little bit bigger for a little bit, but than I usually am. But with Jack, like I just it was different. So now I'm like, yeah, I am putting a little bit of pressure on myself, but that's life, huh?
Yeah, you need help.
Well, Chantel ordered the step thing because she got jealous that I have it.
Well, yeah, I was like getting jealous that I don't know how many steps I really actually do when I do walk a lot. So I'm like, let me see what
we both have the treadmill. We both have that treadmill where you it's like a $200 treadmill. Like you can put it in front of your desk, or like I just put it in Elle's room while she's sleeping. I literally just walk on it and I have my laptop. I literally wrote my notes while I was on it today.
Yeah,
And
but
that
where's your desk? Like, how do you put your laptop
I
on it?
yeah, so I take my phone and I write my notes on the phone while I watch on the laptop, and I put the laptop on Elle's dresser.
Oh.
It's a fucking shit show, dude.
I actually have mine under my real desk at work. So like, I actually
Yeah.
am working, but like it really is cool. There's like things where you can get like it's like a
I'm
foldable thing. I
not
don't even know.
spending any more fucking money on this shit, this type of stuff. Like I did the Peloton and I like got over into like I can't even. But this is good because I do feel like walking is very easy for me. So because I
Oh
don't have
yeah,
to,
no shit.
yeah. So this is I hate working out. So this is the one thing like I'll do.
I feel like
Yeah.
I'm like slacking if I just walk.
Well, that's cute. Good for
Yeah.
you.
It's
Well.
okay. You're still skinnier than me. Only you're doing is walking. But I also think you starve yourself, so.
No, I just literally had Doritos. And
Yeah.
I did Factor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
You
I
like
did
it?
Factor. Yeah, I really like Factor, you guys, because you just like put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. Super easy. And so and the food's good.
I swear, we were telling them one time.
My problem is it portions. Like I like and I me and Chantel, when we go out to eat, like it's the best day of our lives.
Like that's my biggest problem is portions. Like I can eat so
Right.
much.
Exactly. Same. So like the thing about like Factors is like the portion is there. You can't like I would get second or third, but you know, I can't with Factor.
Like even
We're
when I'm
not even
cooking your breakfast.
sponsoring them this week and
I
I'm talking
know.
about them. All right, go
I
ahead.
think our code still works. So it's 50 TRH, guys, if you want to go to factorfield.com.
Yeah.
But we couldn't even use our code because I think we already used it once.
I
But
swear.
I was even like when I like cook for Val and I, like usually when you cook for two people, it's like always like for four kind of like that's all our recipes are.
100%
And like
always.
we eat it all.
Oh yeah, like you're gonna gain 15 pounds for
No,
sure.
I already did. I already gained my like freshman like five,
Yeah,
which
are
like
you
they
like
hate
have
freshman
you
15.
really?
Yeah, no, I really have. Like, I really like checked myself this week, and I was like, especially after coming back from California, I was like, I'm not waiting for you to eat. I was like, we're not eating together. And like today, I did so well, and like let's just hope I like keep up with that.
The problem with your husband is he eats at 11 p.m. So like
Yeah.
that is a terrible, terrible habit.
And I sleep at 10:30. So like, how does this work?
Right, like you end up eating and then going straight to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like
And
not, yeah, so it's not okay.
you're
And
already that bitch who needs breakfast, who needs lunch.
yeah. So it's like, oh yeah, so I probably have breakfast, lunch, like a snack, a
Snack,
really like a
yeah.
small meal, and
Yeah.
then on top of that I have my dinner. So like, no, like I
Which is
literally already
fine, but
gained.
like your dinner's so late.
No. It's yeah. Well, you
Yeah.
guys, now you know that we all have issues and we're probably like body
We have food
dysmorphic
issues.
here.
Yeah. I mean, we all do, don't we?
I know, but we all have to love our bodies, That's the most important thing.
Chantel, shut up.
No, we do. Like, love yourself, love your body, give it a hug.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I mean, yes, but like also like if it makes you feel good to like look a certain way. I mean, when you look good, you feel good, huh?
but like, sometimes you
It's
don't want to
hard.
stress yourself out, yeah, like to get to that point. Like, just be happy. And
Okay.
healthy. Like, I'm all for the health. So, like, if you need to move your body, move your body. But if you want the hot Cheetos, eat the hot Cheetos.
I just ate Doritos, so and it
That's
was
like
worth
gross.
it.
Like, I would never even waste my calories on Doritos.
Wow, now I feel bad. 'Cause it is
Like,
like it's like dirty ass, like Doritos is like the worst kind of chips.
it's just not even good.
So
Unless it's
good.
like the hot one. Did you get to eat the hot one?
No, I just ate the regular one.
Oh.
Okay, we're done here. That's enough
Yeah.
out of us.
We
This
should
was
clip
fun.
this and put this on like our for you or like our Instagram people. Like, what the hell are they talking about?
Okay, have fun doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.